What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On Monday, the NFTA released a new study showing that people are increasing their support for the expansion of the NFTA light rail from the city of Buffalo to the University at Buffalo's North Campus in the I-990. I don't know what you've gotten the chance to see of this new research that was done by Siena Research Institute, but what are your thoughts of it?
You know, I haven't seen that research yet. But I'm very happy to glad to hear that that the ridership is up. It's, you know, and the support for the extension is increasing. I'm not surprised to hear that. I mean, it's everybody's starting to realize that we need better public transportation, and here we have an opportunity to make it happen here in Buffalo. And we're kind of unique here. We, you know, a lot of cities like Rochester, a lot of cities our size would love to have a light rail system, but they're starting from scratch. We've got one, and we have an opportunity to make it better and extend it. And we hope to eventually get to the, you know, to the full system, the 36-mile system that was originally planned. This is the first step for doing that, so we're very excited about that and supportive of it.
72% of respondents support the Metro Rail expansion, while 70% of respondents are in favor of expanding it, and which is up from 66% back 9 years ago in 2016. Does that benefit for you and your organization there with this this being even more of a possibility and getting more traction to get greenlit here in the coming years?
Oh, well, yeah, that's, to us, that's great news. Yeah, I mean, our message is getting out, apparently. And, you know, you look around, other cities are doing this. You know, Minnesota, Minneapolis, you know, Denver, other cities have been investing in their light rail systems. So we want to be, you know, we've got one to build from. So it's a real advantage for us to, you know, we're not starting from scratch here. And so it's really good news for us. You know, I mean, one thing, people for years, you know, have always complained, oh, Buffalo's light rail is a train to nowhere. You know, that's never been a fair criticism because it's one of the highest ridership light rail systems in the country, in top 10 for sure, and used to be, I think, the number 3 for a while. You know, but here's a chance to make it go somewhere more, you know, to make it more effective, more functional system, and it builds a foundation. You know, I mean, once we get it out to Amherst and to UB, and that's a huge connection. Because right now, you know, if you went to the buses, and if you went to bus rapid transit, which is the other alternative they're looking at, you know, it's basically you get to the university station, you got to get off the train, go up to the surface, wait for the bus. Get on the bus and keep going. I mean, and what'll happen is everyone will just say, well, I'm just going to drive. I'll buy a car. I'll drive. But now we'll have a one-seat ride, and it builds a foundation for extending elsewhere. You know, and you know, if, I don't know if everyone knows, but there's an extension that's going to be opening within the next year, is what I understand, into the DL&W terminal. So that's happening already. And that'll be an indoor station. It's the NFTA owns that building. They used to use it for their maintenance, and now it's going to be a station. People will be able to go down to Stabler's games and go up to the second floor, and there's going to be a walkway, indoor walkway to the arena there. You know, that's in process. The walkway is not this year, but the actual station is going to open up within the next year. You know, so we're starting to, that train's going to go somewhere now. And the NFTA has in their plan, they got a long range plan. You can go online and find it. And their plan calls for studying other light rail and bus rapid transit extensions starting in 2028. So basically, when they start construction on the Amherst one, hopefully it'll get passed and we'll do it. They're going to start studying the other ones. So, you know, this is an opportunity to say yes to having a real light rail system and connecting our biggest suburb. Amherst is the largest suburb, and of course UB is there, and it'll connect all of the UB campuses. So it's a great opportunity. So we're excited about it.
Your group has been pushing for this expansion of the light rail for several years now. Feel free to talk about the benefits and just the reasons why an expansion of the light rail would be a good thing for some of these communities in this expansion.
Well, you know, you look. There's so many reasons. I don't even know where to start. But one is certainly congestion, and there's more and more congestion everywhere you go, and you know, the only way to really get people out of their cars, you know, understandably, is light rail. Light rail is a comfortable system. It carries a lot of people. It's fast. It's faster than driving, or certainly as fast as driving, unlike buses, which get stuck in traffic. So, you know, people, it's an opportunity. It's an option to make transit, you know, a viable and competitive choice to driving for everybody. So it'll get people out of their cars, and it'll reduce congestion because it carries over 500 people every 10 minutes compared to buses that are carrying, you know, 40, and this bus rapid transit would carry 60 per bus. But you don't have the capacity, you know. So that's one, and the environmental things as well. You look at the new New York State law, the CLCPA, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, calls for reducing greenhouse gases as a way of fighting climate change. And it calls for, I think it's 85% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2085 or 2050, 85% by 2050, I think it is. And, you know, the only way to get there, really, I mean, transportation is one of the biggest, and also housing, heating, are the two big sources of greenhouse gases. And, you know, the only way to do it is get people out of their cars. And it's hard. I mean, I understand. I have a car. You know, there's places you really can't get to. But now, as we extend light rail, there's more opportunity to connect the park and rides to get downtown or just to move around within the city. You know, so it'll start to really make a positive impact on, you know, fighting climate change and pollution. And it's not just, the cars and the exhaust out of the tailpipes. They're getting a little bit cleaner. They're still not good. But all the pollution from the tires and the brakes, particularly the tires, I mean, everyone ignores that. I mean, when the tires wear out, they don't just vaporize and go into nowhere. They pollute everything. They're all over the place, and it gets into the water table. There's plastic binders in there, so there's microplastics that people breathe in, and some of the other components from those tires you breathe in, and they actually can cause, you know, asthma, certainly, in some cases cancer. I mean, horrible things. So we've got to start changing how we move around, and it has to be a system that people will use, and it's effective, and it works, and light rail can do it. And like I say, Buffalo, we're lucky. We've got one. We've already got one. So it's like a $2 billion investment. So we can, you know, leverage that and have a system that works for everybody.
And what's your message for some of the people that might still oppose this and feel they're concerned with construction problems, noise problems? I mean, what's your message for the people, from your part, that to kind of further emphasize your point that this would be a good thing for the community in the long term?
Well, in terms of noise, the NFT is doing quite a bit in light rail and make it quieter. They're not going to honk the horns coming out of the tunnel, and there's a bunch of things. Take a look at their report. You know, they're really trying to respond to people's complaints about that. But light rail isn't very loud. We've gone downtown and measured it. It's 70 decibels. We're coming out of the tunnel downtown. You know, it's less than traffic. You go on Niagara Falls Boulevard, you want to hear a loud noise. Listen to the traffic going by. It's way more than the train's going to be. So, you know, those issues are really, you know, I don't think good arguments. The construction, you know, that's an issue, and everyone understands that. When you make improvements to society in any way, you gotta go through the step of doing the construction and building it, and that's going to be an issue for, you know, because there's going to be a couple years of actually going in and ripping things out on Boulevard and putting in the new, and so it's going to be an issue. But you look at the two alternatives, bus rapid transit and light rail, the construction on the boulevard is going to be about the same. It's the same, widening of the road. It's the same stations in the middle and with a space for either buses or light rail. So there's not much difference between the two alternatives that are being looked at. You do have the tunneling coming out of the existing one, but most of that's way underground, and they've got some pretty better ways to do, blasting, and there's very little blasting. The Kenmore there will be to cut and cover, so that's going to be an issue, like we did downtown, and it's, we're going to have to suffer through that, but the benefit is we'll have a light rail system when we're done, and we won't have all the pollution and all the cars and all the noise and everything. So, we just have to kind of suck it up a little bit. And they're a lot better nowadays in being able to keep things moving and having one lane open and things like that. I'm not sure what their specific plans are for Kenmore and Niagara Falls Boulevard. I know the boulevard, they plan to have a couple lanes all the time, even during construction. So, you make it work. But then you got a system that works for everybody. And like I say, the one from the UB, it'll be underground. So the bus rapid transit, that's the alternative. You have to come out of the tunnel, come up to the surface, get on those buses, wait for the bus, so then you're on the bus. Then you're in traffic. The light rail avoids all that. It's underground, and then it comes up to the surface on the boulevard, and it's got its own dedicated right-of-way. So there's no competing with cars with it. So it's going to be very efficient, very reliable. You won't have traffic slowing things down with the bus or the train. I think it's a win-win for everybody. We have to go through the issue of having the construction and doing that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.